I could literally start immediately.
A wee mowit.
I could start immediately.
A wee mowit.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mowit.
We on, baby.
That's, I'm telling you, that's something you got to do. You have to make a decision around, I think around 30-ish, to be like, I'm a drinker or I'm not a drinker.
Yeah.
You can't go either. I mean, I don't know anyone who just has a couple. I mean, I know a couple people, but they're very few and far between. And I think even they, every now and again, wake up and they're like,
ugh. Oh, yeah.
So you have like a quick six.
Yeah.
Because if you have like two beers.
Oh, yeah. You can get hungover off fucking three beers.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's also like.
Dude, I was running it. Last 2 weeks, Matt.
Yeah.
I'm not beer bragging. I hate to be an eighth grader on this.
how many beers do you have?
I've done the math on the last. Because 2 weeks, I've done shows basically. I hate beer bragging right now. I sat there. I was like, man, I feel like shit. And it's like. Yeah, I must have had 150 Miller Lights in 2 weeks. Like, you know, I like, yeah, I probably had 150 beers. I was easily drinking 10 plus beers a night for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
I woke up like, man, I can't believe it. Oh, yeah. It was probably 150 Miller Lights. Oh, I was, dude, the battles I was getting in. You get into 100 plus beer streak.
Yeah, dude.
You get in that kill streak. You run into, like, I was arguing with, like, pizza companies, dude. I was calling, like, you fucking tricked me on your Grubhub, you motherfucker. I got in a battle in Raleigh.
You probably got the drones inactivated and Call of Duty battle. It's like, yeah. Sequence activated.
Oh, dude. I just with that drone where you control it, just never hit anyone. Just hit a roof every time. Like,
and someone shoots you while you're looking at your tackle box bomb.
I got in a battle with... I don't want to name the pizza company because a lot of people will probably DM them or something.
True.
But there's a pizza place in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I, you know, a couple Miller Lights deep.
Sure.
Not DM'd. Grubhubbed. They had a thing called Wacky Wednesdays.
Okay.
All right. Now, it was Friday, so I was a little put off by this.
Is it a trap in... Wait, what?
It was Friday, and they had a deal called Wacky Wednesdays on their Grubhub.
The fuck?
All right. It's called Gumby's Pizza.
Okay.
They rule... Here's the problem. Don't attack them. I was wrong.
Really?
I was one eye on the Grubhub, so I misread the stipulations of Wacky Wednesday.
Oh.
So it was like one large pizza and or one large pizza, pepperoni rolls, or something else. So I ordered the large pizza, click that. Done.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, oh, six pepperoni rolls, definitely. Add that. $17. What a deal.
Yeah.
I'm feeding me, Wood, and O'Connie's. We're going to feast.
Yeah.
Order it. It gets there. You know how, like, when you order, I guess you don't.
What, Grubhub?
Yeah, when you're sitting there waiting for, like, an hour for Grubhub, and you're like, oh, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to stipulate the drunk part where you're like, where is it?
Oh, Jesus.
It's like, it's been 10 minutes.
Oh.
Now, I wasn't hammered, but, you know, they were building up.
Yeah.
And just the pepperoni rolls came.
Oh. Huh?
And
stop,
I was like,
dude.
You forgot the pizza. And the guy was like, oh, I'll go back and check at the restaurant. And I was like, all right, thanks. Like, I'm not a dickhead. I wasn't being like, where
the
fuck is
nice
it?
You're pretty nice to customer. I used to be a motherfucker.
I'm always nice to customer service, except when I called the pizza place. I was like, hey, I think you guys forgot the pizza. And the girl who worked there was like, yeah, I know. It's a fucked up, like, it's weird. We get this a lot. It's weird to order like that on Grubhub. It looks like you get both, but you actually only get one. So I was like, I paid $25 for six fucking pepperoni rolls.
Dude, and how wacky, like, is this Wednesday?
It's
dude?
Wacky Wednesday, dude. Well, here's the thing. Gumby's pizzas are in college towns only.
Yeah.
So they're probably dealing with just college kids.
Yeah.
Get tricked. They're like, all right, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
Life's a highway. They didn't know they were running in. They didn't know they were running into a fat buzzsaw just in a hotel by himself. Like, where the fuck is my pizza?
Just like a pizza constitutionalist. You're like, I will not be. I will not have my rights infringed upon.
So then the lady's like, yeah, my manager's. He's not going to give you the pizza. And I was like, can I speak to your manager? And she was like, yeah, of course.
Whoa.
I get on, dude. This guy sounded like, you ever hear like Zach Galifianakis do his southern accent?
Yeah.
He's just like, Gumby's Pizza, hello. And I was just like, you fucking Confederate traitor. And I was like, you fucked me on this deal.
Yeah.
It's like, where's the pizza?
Give me this nod, dude.
I was like, you fucked me. And he was like, well, I'm sorry. You're going to have to take that up with Grubhub. And I was like, thanks for your fucking enthusiasm, dude. And he was like, well, thank you, sir. It was just the most... It was a gay
battle. Did you get your pizza?
Didn't get the pizza.
What?
But pepperoni rolls, they were so good.
What?
The pepper rolls were so good that...
You rolled over.
Water under the bridge. But, yeah, we called them back the next night. Got some more pepperoni rolls.
Did you really?
So the same night, then the Woodman ordered a pizza.
Why didn't you just have them deliver their pizza place? They would have sent it right. They would have. Why did
I would have had to buy another pizza at that point? And also, I just motherfucked the manager.
True.
I didn't want to order from them. Yeah. You know.
So how does this even work? So on their Grubhub, you order both.
I might be able to show you. I bet they still have this goddamn
it's
trick.
A fucking
up.
Scam, dude.
It is a scam.
So you order both, and they say, "Oh, sorry, it only you paid
sorry,
for both."
Yeah. It says one large pizza, pepperoni rolls, or another thing. And it looks like you get one large pizza, and then you pick which side. But turns out you just get the pep rolls.
What the
fuck? They got me.
That's fucked up, man.
Anyway, I'm not going to look up Wacky Wednesdays, but...
Yeah, that's a trap.
So then me and O'Connor wake up the next day after Woodman ordered a pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza was terrible. I don't know what... It was not from Gumby's. It was not from Gumby's. Gumby's makes... That's the thing.
Make good pizza.
You can't argue with them.
Yeah.
Because it's very good.
Yeah, they can kind of...
The pepperoni rolls were... I'd pay $1,000 for these things.
Really?
I wasn't about the money at this point. It was about being tricked by Wacky Wednesdays.
True.
But Woodman ordered a pizza that was like cold mush. It was terrible. It was one of the worst. It felt like it was like dining. It was college like dining room, dining hall pizza. It was terrible.
Damn.
We'd had a couple of Millers and Buds, so it did taste good.
Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah.
Woke up the next morning, horrible heartburn. Felt terrible.
Oh.
It's like that fucking pizza Wood ordered sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Called up the pepperoni rolls the next night.
Did you?
Yeah. They were obviously.
Well, how long?
Had 150 beers.
Are these like Totino?
150 beers. Obviously, I'm only eating pep rolls.
That'd be nice if you started doing, like, just eating pepperoni rolls so you can keep on drinking instead of doing Coke. You're like, dude, I just need to stay up a little longer.
Yeah, just party. Order some. Yeah, let me fight a Grubhub manager.
That's your Vaseline for your stomach, dude. Throw some pepperoni rolls, your stomach lining's like, all right, we're good.
That's the other thing. Me and O'Connor both got, like, real sick from pepperoni rolls twice.
What?
First time we thought it was a false flag. We blamed the shitty pizza Wood ordered.
Wow.
Then we got just the pep rolls. And it was, in fact, the pep rolls that were causing...
You guys had heartburn?
Heartburn, farts. Hard farts.
Jesus, man. Damn.
Yeah. And then...
Well, it's also... The beers, too, will do it.
Yeah, the beers will get you. That many Bud Lights in a row?
Yeah, man.
Miller Lights.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, these pep rolls are designed for college kids.
Yeah.
So they probably don't get too many complaints. Because you get that college kid stomach, you're just like, all right.
Yeah, true.
You don't get fucking heartburn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I've always been a staunch customer service battle guy. That's a good story.
That's a good story. About midway through that thing, like, we got to, hopefully we can get out of this.
The Old Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, the kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt, some funny fart friends, guests, and Lamar. The stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
I'm very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted. You're smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess. A stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic. And Matt's so-called friends. They make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSB used to be. But fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs, and the killer chemistry that made MSSB great. Will the pod ever return to its roots, its origin, its fan base? I do not know, nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic, the mayhem, the genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy.